You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the aftermath of the coup back on the 15th of July 2016, we saw an immediate attempt to try and concentrate power and to stifle dissent. And there's been some really worrying news coming out of Turkey. More than 60,000 people have been arrested, 150,000 people suspended or dismissed from their jobs, including tens of thousands of civil servants. And I think this is kind of twofold issue. On the one hand, there's an attempt to stifle and suppress opposition parties in the country, to put down those who are opposed to President Erdogan. But there's also an attempt to shore up his power, to maximise his position within the political system.
Is this representative of we've seen a downward trend in democratic freedoms in Turkey pretty much since Erdogan came into power. Is this representative of that downward trend, do you believe?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a continuation of what had already been happening. The coup, in some respects, was a perfect excuse to try and to maximise these attempts to stifle opposition. There was already moves to limit freedom of expression in Turkey. In terms of press freedom, for example, Reporters Without Borders have recently dropped Turkey down to, I think it's like 155th in the list of countries based on their freedom of press, which is worse than countries, even countries like Belarus, that are hardly bastions of press freedom. But before that, Turkey was still pretty low down on the list for things like press freedom. So this is kind of a continuation of more of the same.
This limiting of civil liberties, do you reckon this has contributed to the recent decline we've seen in US-Turkey relations? And do you believe this will harm relations with Europe and EU in the future?
Yeah, I think there's a real risk for Turkey that it alienates itself on the international stage. Turkey has always been a useful ally for the US and a useful partner for the EU. But this recent kind of shift to more kind of authoritarian tendencies, or an acceleration in these kind of authoritarian tendencies, are going to jeopardize those relationships. And I think the long-term effects to Turkey could be quite damaging. Even if you think about things like academic freedom, we've seen a massive clampdown on academic freedom in Turkey. There was a year or so ago, there's something like 2,000 academics signed this petition against the ongoing violence against Kurdish militants. 500 of those academics lost their positions. Others have faced travel bans or other restrictions on their ability to work. And a number of academics, including colleagues of mine, friends of mine, have had no option but to leave the country and seek employment elsewhere. And obviously we should be worried about the immediate impact of this on Turkey, but also the long-term effects, how this will not just affect this generation of Turks, but also subsequent generations as well.
We know that one of Turkey's probably most important roles on the international stage at the moment has been that they are almost hosting Western efforts in Syria at the moment. A lot of US troops and European troops are engaging in operations in Syria across the border and operating those across the border in Turkey. Do you think that this will hinder those operations in Syria? Do you think Turkey will become more of an obstacle as they move away from being a sort of democratic, free country like the rest of the West are?
I think the more important question here is whether the international community, whether countries like the US are prepared to stand up to what's happening, against what's happening in Turkey at the moment, if they're prepared to defend those people who are being fired from their jobs, who are being put in prison or forced to take refuge elsewhere, or if they're just going to put their own strategic interests first and continue to use Turkey as a kind of convenient staging ground for operations in the Middle East. So I think the onus is really on the international community to put the rights of the Turkish people above their own self-interest.
And finally, we know that Turkey has long been held up as kind of a bastion of democracy in the Middle East. It's been kind of it's been a US ally and has a long democratic tradition. Do you think these decisions under Erdogan could endanger democracy in the long term for Turkey?
Absolutely. I think we've seen a real acceleration of these authoritarian tendencies within Turkish politics. Certainly, the situation in Turkey before the coup was not perfect. There have always been questions about human rights, about the violent crackdown on opposition parties, particularly those representing the Kurds. But we have seen a definite shift since the coup, and this shift is going to have a lasting impact on Turkish society. The clampdown on the press, the firing of civil servants, the attacks on academic freedom are not just bad in the short term, but are going to do real damage to Turkish society going forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.